I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, how appropriate that before this 50th episode of season one of The Worst Editor of All Time, in which Tim and I are on the go, in a Kmart in the Grove in Los Angeles, I am also on the go. Right now, I'm in Melbourne. I'm walking to a show, and I've just finished listening to the episode of the podcast, and it has honestly warmed my heart. It's getting really nostalgic, positive, and I guess in a way autobiographical now, but this is such a fun episode and fun memory. Tim was, and then again just recently was, making me laugh so much. He's so fearless in a way, and I'm moving kind of nervous. I don't get in trouble. I remember being in the Kmart thing, so I was going to tell us to move and stuff, but no one really cared at all. And, you know, the episode that follows is just, I think it's one for the books. I hope I'm not overselling it. Anyhow, we're really on the run home now, so soak it up.
We're going to walk around the hot dog. Can we start sitting down and then get up for a walk? You want to walk right now, don't you?
Welcome to The Worst Idea of All Time, episode number 50. Coming to you live from the furniture section of a Kmart.
In the Grove in Los Angeles, California. I'm Guy Montgomery.
We made it, you little bitches. My name is Tim Batt.
And thank you very much for putting us here.
It's right, weird now because I'm wanting to walk around the store and Guy is...
We found a pretty good futon.
He's on for
about $229.99, down from $249.99. I can tell you what, it's a pretty comfortable place to watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. I almost fell asleep at one point during that. It's been a big day.
Sales pitch for the Salerno futon down here at Cayman. I don't know what is.
I'll tell you something about this futon as well, Guy. At the moment, $20 off.
Okay. $20.
Regular price is $249.99 for you today here at this Kmart location in Los Angeles, California. I'll give it to you for $229.99.
That's not a very big discount, man.
It's not.
What I'd like to do is check out their futon, maybe sit on it for a couple of hours, find out if it's my kind of futon.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you do on a futon, like in your day-to-day?
My main use for a futon is watching movies.
Okay, well, tell me a movie that you like to watch.
I don't really get time to watch that many movies. I don't really get out of the house too
often.
Just
name a movie. What's a movie that comes to your head?
Grown Ups 2.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you down to this couch, to this futon, and I'm going to let you sit in it for the whole duration of the movie, okay? What I'd like to do first, if it's okay with you, is station you hiding behind the men's underwear aisle in the corner of the bottom floor, looking real nervous and waiting to get kicked out by people as you hold your tablet with a headphone splitter, so both of us can hear it.
And
let's go for a walk. Come on, let's go for a walk.
I feel good.
All right.
We've got these massive yellow shields on the microphone.
They're very visible.
Like a couple of fucking idiots.
The first thing we've got to address is the fact that Kmart has gone to the fucking dogs. I just ran into a staff member as I said that.
He's okay. He doesn't care. None of these people fucking care.
They do not
shit
give.
Everywhere.
They do not give a shit. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's really like run down and just.
And there's like really intense dance music playing on the stereo.
There was a weird situation when we first came in that guy picked up, which is that there's a whole bunch of like old Kmart signs, and they're all from different logos from like the last 20
this
years.
This has been fitted out over several eras and never got a refurbish.
It's real weird.
You know what? If we start listing all the products we're walking past, we'd turn into the podcasting equivalent of the movie. Although I won't get paid by any of these people, except for Blaze Pizza, who have kindly...
They haven't paid us anything. They owe us so much goddamn money, too. Blaze Pizza really need to start coming to the party, especially...
We did our Blaze Pizza reviews at the hotel room, so by the time we were eating the fucking things, they were cold.
Oh, yeah, if you want to see a sweet-ass Blaze Pizza video review, just
Don't know why you would. It's fucking shit.
Go to the Facebook.
That's the review, not the pizza.
I tell you what, though... we've made a decision about the tattoos as well.
Yeah, it's been a big couple of days here in Los Angeles, California. I think we're very excited to announce the plan for the tattoos.
Oh, you're going to find out so soon anyway. I'll just tell you now, eh?
Yeah.
Your guy will tell you.
You'll definitely hear about it. So it's going to be a sort of an outline of Patrick Schwarzenegger's face, and then underneath it in Latin... One of us will have live every moment and the other one will have love every day.
You guys get it, right?
I'm really excited to share it on the internet and show Patty how much he's come to mean to us.
Yeah, I think we're going to get them done. We're going to get inked on Venice Beach too. I got a recommendation of a cool tattoo place.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent.
Got a hot tip.
So, Tim, what did you make of the movie this week?
Well, Guy Montgomery. Grown-ups
Guy Montgomery. Exploring... Kmart.
we've stopped in front of some Power Ranger figurines, which are a really weird size. They're not small enough to be action figures.
They're quite a cool size. They look really good in the corner of your room.
They're real big.
When you enter a house, you know there's often something in the corner of the foyer. They look pretty cool there.
They're 79 centimeters, 31 inches. It's big doll.
Having some real fun with gender stereotypes on the cover of the Step 2 Neat and Tidy Cottage.
Yeah, they are. The boy is doing the sweeping and the girl is loving it.
Ding dong.
She's just hanging out the window without a care in the world. She looks really tired though.
I'm going to take
a photo. Look at those bags in her eyes.
I'm going to take a photo of this. It was a long day on the shoot.
That kid is exhausted. No, I think it's still the gender stereotypes askew, right? Like, she's been at work all day.
Look at this guy.
She's been punching chicks.
He's fucking taking care of business on his phone.
Like an 18-month-old who is on a business call.
Hey, idiot, good luck getting through to anyone on that fake-ass phone, you fucking little moron. You can't call people.
Don't call 18-month-old a moron. And don't swear at them, guys.
We've got to get out of this part of the store.
Okay, we've sullied it. So... The movie was kind of stressful to begin with because I kept thinking we were going to get ejected.
Yeah, we were worried that security were going to show up.
Look, the exit cycle was like in the movie.
That's pretty good. We were worried we were worried that we were going to get kicked out for like shady looking behaviour.
Because nothing we're doing right now is illegal, but it looks fucking
weird. It is a weird look. For two men to stand for 20 minutes just behind the underpants, just staring at a tablet nervously. I tell you what I did find, though, is that actually, in that circumstance, I wound up taking refuge in the movie because of my nerves about getting in trouble here in America.
Mm-hmm.
I wound up... hold on, you gotta watch out for the cord here.
Oh. I'm getting on an extra cycle, everyone.
Yeah, I found when I watched the movie, I was so absorbed in it that I was no longer nervous about getting in trouble with the American security guard.
Yeah, it was the first time that I've seen you use the movie as a blanket to get out of life.
It was a comfortable blanket I wrapped around myself to ignore the fact that I was in a Kmart. However, we eventually built up the... What do you think of this product, Tim? Let me tell you about
really
it.
Dangerous.
It's the Weslow, all
I feel
right?
Like I'm about to fall
it's supposed
off
to feel
it.
Dangerous. What we've done is we've put the seat down real nice and low so that you don't have any control over your body in the midst of the cycle.
You're so vulnerable, and like once you start pedaling, you're like a hamster.
You're supposed to feel vulnerable. The world's a scary place, Tim.
You're like a
you
hamster
can't trust
in the
anything,
wheel.
And you especially can't trust the Weslow exit cycle.
Oh my God.
Over 500 complaints a month and going up.
That's why you should get it. Yeah. And still a little fear in your life. That'll get the blood pumping. That'll get those calories
burning.
They
say that adrenaline is the greatest fitness tool of all.
Do you know what goes great with a Weslow Scare 1000?
I got no idea.
a healthy diet of Blaze pizza.
Yeah. I think we've got to pull pin on this Blaze Pizza advertising. the joke's on us, all right? All right, Blaze Pizza, you win.
You got us, man. You got us so good.
Fuck me, we did a good job, though.
Yeah, we did. I can't believe we're getting Paddy Schwartz tattooed to our bodies. That's pretty intense.
Certainly a change of pace.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you find the movie this week, Guy?
Well, as I said early on, I was really enjoying it. Sounds like there's something going wrong in Kmart. Someone with a loudspeaker is quite panicked, is frantically reporting that we'd better get to aisle 6 quick smart.
Is that us?
No, that can't be us.
Okay, where are we? What aisle are we?
One thing I did notice in the movie today is when we were...
That's some cheaper... That's a good price on Teflon.
When we were...
Oh, Tefal.
You're not buying pans.
Wait, Tefal's just the brand. Teflon's the thing.
When we were walking through the Kmart at the same time as the grown-ups were walking through the Kmart in the film, and the contrast between the Kmart they represent in the movie and the Kmart we're walking through is staggering.
It's like when you go to Gay Paris and you have a photo of like the, what's it called, Champs-Élysées or something.
I don't know.
And you hold up a photo of a famous icon, and then you look up and you've got the real thing. But in our one, the photo delight and the real life Kmart, like, terrible.
Yeah.
Like a cracked in Kmart. Like, this Kmart got taken over when the original manager died by his brother. And his brother is a loose cat who is in and out of jail all the time. He got put away for 4 years for killing a judge.
But
He killed a judge.
The dead brother
this
said...
This location of Kmart was run by Woody Harrelson's dad. That's why it sucks so much.
The dead brother wrote into his will... If I die, I will give you the Kmart with the proviso that you do not under any circumstance sell it. You could fall on hard times, you could be in prison, but you are not selling that Kmart for bail.
Yeah, it's like the cow and the magic beans.
Jesus, look at the wheels on that bike.
Great visual gag for the podcast, Monty.
Yeah, I'm on fire.
You're real good.
Well, I was the one who wanted to sit down on the futon and have a proper discussion about the fucking movie. And old bloody wandering eye McGee over here is taking me on a tour of the small appliances and housewares.
I need to stretch my legs, get my blood pumping a little bit, because I was about to fall asleep on the couch.
Why don't you tell me what your shining light was this week, Tim?
So much Pepsi. I had a couple, actually. It kept changing. Do you know what it was? Guy's really helpfully shutting all the microwave doors, because the doors are just... This is how terrible this Kmart is. The doors are just hanging out. Someone's going to get injured. But it was Mary's little head movement.
The wife of Malcolm to Meadows, who actually, ironically, or not ironically, but funnily enough, is a Kmart employee.
Mm.
Yeah.
She did a little head movement
thing
at the party scene when Bumpty and Malcolm's boom busting out of
beatboxing, and Bumpty's freestyling, and his mum Mary is doing a good little head waggle.
Yeah,
that's the shining light for you.
Yes, you nailed it. You got.
I felt like I had to say it back to you. You're running out of juice there, Bat Boy.
Did you have a shining light? Don't call me Bat Boy either.
I did have a shining light, actually, and it was provided by you. It was what you noticed in the background of scene about 1 hour 20 into the movie at the party.
Yeah,
there are two extras.
Hey man, how's it going? Sorry, we'll get out of your way. You're stocking shelves.
Seems like a nice guy.
We're
just
definitely
accepted the fact we're walking around with two microphones having a conversation about...
He looks like, oh, like, sorry. Sorry, like, for getting in the way.
Sorry, I didn't mean to walk into your office. Like we're leasing the homeware appliances aisle at Kmart. Yeah, anyway.
I love how plush these
Can
blankets are.
Can you please let me tell you my shining light? Okay, it was really funny.
Hit it up.
So there's two female extras at the party when Lenny Fader runs into Tommy Kavanagh, a.k.a. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Are you a Calvin Harris fan?
Put a fucking sock in it, Tim. I'm trying to do a podcast here.
Okay.
we're in a very public place. Anyway, if you shut up for a second and let me finish my thought.
I absolutely will after I tell you about the great deal. Two
female extras. Listen to me. Look at me. Yes. You're looking all around. Look at me. I'm trying to have a conversation.
Okay, here I am.
Two female extras.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Rocked you like a hurricane. I got you that time.
Yeah, you did, you little bastard. So there's two female extras at the party. And one of them's walking down the stairs, and she sees a friend or someone she thinks she knows, and she throws up her hand for a big wave. This is all in the background.
No, it's
shot.
Like a high five, eh? That's what she's got. Yeah, she's going in for the
high five. So she puts up her hand for a high five, yeah. And the girl or the other woman at the party just blows straight past her, completely blanks her. Like, fuck off, Susie. You know what you did. And Susie doesn't want to be embarrassed, so she turns the, like, in the background of a shot in Grown Ups 2, there's this really real moment where Susie turns the missed high five into like a backpack, like, yeah, I knew that had happened.
Yeah, as they're walking past each other. It's so funny because stuff like that happens in real life, but it's not the kind of thing you would ever expect to see replicated.
Really, really strong offer from those extras, and I'd like to see more of them if a Grown Ups 3 does come out.
And God willing it will, and it'll be in 3D because we're financing it.
Do you think if Grown Ups 3 does come out...
What the shit is this? Speaker band. Oh my god, it's a wireless Bluetooth speaker, but like
a wristwatch.
You wear
it like a watch.
That is retarded. I don't like that at all.
That's not for me. I'm trying to talk to you, Tim, yeah. And you're making it really difficult. I've completely lost my train of thought.
Well, let me pick it back up with a certain catchy little ditty that I want to teach you. It starts like this. Paddy Schwartz.
Party Schwartz. It's Paddy Schwartz party time. It's Paddy Schwartz.
Running around in a goddamn Kmart. Paddy Schwartz. Party time.
He's checking the specials on the flannels because he's trying to save money.
We've done better ones of those.
Well, we didn't usually have an employee from the store that we're talking and walk past us in the middle of the intro.
He didn't look happy either, actually. Let's get a bit of distance from that dude.
Let's go back to the futon. The futon's a safe zone.
It is. Okay. So what was your Paddy Schwartz party time guy?
You got a little bit boisterous in the middle of the podcast.
Yeah,
there.
Dude.
We were really just walking around talking
guy,
shit.
I think we're being followed.
By who?
Kmart.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
All right, let's just continue as planned. What was your Paddy Schwartz
party
time?
We're
going to
go back and sit on the chair. My Paddy Schwartz party time was...
I don't want to. It's a cop-out.
But it looks so comfortable.
Nah, it's a cop-out.
And it's a really good price.
$229.99.
Really easy to use. Really easy to fold out. It's a fantastic futon.
Yeah, but it's so easy to fold out. We almost bloody killed ourselves with it folding out from underneath us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that is a design flaw that we put in it. Because we want people to live a little dangerously, every moment.
Not everyone would trust a couch designed and produced by podcasters.
No,
and you shouldn't.
No, that's right. It would be a terrible idea. It's not our specialty at all.
But
I've never designed a piece of furniture in my life, but I stand behind this futon. I stand behind it because if I don't stand behind it, the whole thing's going to fucking collapse. And we're going to be dealing with a shitload of lawsuits, slip discs, vertebrae missing from people's backs.
The challenging thing is we've had to bring in so many extra people on the podcast to stand behind every couch that we sell.
Yeah, it's costing us a lot of money. We're hemorrhaging money over here at the worst idea of all time, limited, unlimited.
It's really difficult to find people to stand behind couches in different people's homes as well. That's what I find.
Yeah.
America's really changed, guy. I remember in America where people were happy just to get employed, you know? They weren't picky about what job it was or what the hours were or whether or not you're in a stranger's house watching over them, making sure the couch that was designed and produced by two plucky young upstarts from New Zealand doesn't collapse on them, thus causing a massive amount of legal implications for them, not to mention a financial burden the likes of which they've never seen before. They haven't planned for this. They don't know how to plan for this. No one does. It's unforeseen costs.
Yeah, man.
And it's big. It's bigger than us.
Yeah, man, whatever you say. So my Paddy Schwartz party time moment, other than the fact that he was actually at the Blaze Pizza when we went there, and we gave him a high five, and we said, hey, Paddy.
You can't lie about Paddy Schwarzenegger, dude.
Yeah, but he obviously wasn't there, now that you've blown my cover.
Sorry.
That's okay. Anyway, if he was there, we would have just done a high five and just sort of given each other respectful nods.
Yeah.
That was not my party time. My party time was in the movie. He wipes a fake tear from his eye after Colin Quinn's inspirational speech defending Lenny.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And in fact, the entire town of Stanton, Connecticut, against the arrogant, insufferable frat boys led by a ferociously tanned Taylor Lautner, who insists on flipping in and out of every single goddamn frame of the movie. Look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you, boy. This was a fight the likes of which our town has never seen.
I'm very intimidated by you right now, guy.
Yeah, I'm out of juice.
Yeah, good man. You appear to be towering over me right now as well. It's weird.
So anyway, it was this fake tear that Patrick Schwarzenegger pretends to wipe away. It was like, it's just a nice little piece I'd never noticed before.
It's a good offer.
It's, yeah. It's quite condescending. It's like, which is, I think, in keeping with the characterization that Patty creates for his frat boy character. So I think it's a pretty good bit of acting in that regard.
Hey, well done for you for noticing. I noticed ages ago. I just didn't say
funny
it.
Funny that. Why don't you tell me, bro? We used to tell each other everything. What's going on with us lately? I don't know what's becoming.
This is one thing I'm a little nervous about during this trip. We're spending an inordinate amount of time together.
Yeah, we really are.
Like too much, some people would say.
We'll definitely be taking a break when we get back to New Zealand. Oh, yeah. I can tell you that for sure.
I don't see your fucking face for a long time.
Yeah, mate. Well, it's fucking reciprocated. I can't stand you. I can't stand looking at you. Wake up in the night. I hold a pillow over your face, thinking, should I do it? Should I end it all? Should I kill a man just to get out of this freaking prison we've created ourselves? I hate your guts, Tim Bat. I want to rip them out from your asshole and like force feed them down your mouth.
Oh, come on, buddy.
There's a 7-year-old kid who just walked up right next to us.
Oh God. Oh God. If we don't get kicked out of a Kmart, we're still going to hell. Eternal damnation.
Irons. That's,
we deserve nothing.
We can take comfort and refuge in the iron aisle.
Four tier closet shelves. What else popped out about the movie today? I feel like we've gotten off track, guy. I feel like this podcast has really lost its focus. This is a podcast about grown-ups too, buddy. You need to get your head in the game.
Don't you fucking put this on me, mate. You're the one walking around the aisles trying to buy things.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I noticed this week. Because we had headphones on and we're pretty zoned in. Like, good mix. Real good audio mix in there. Very crunchy.
It is crunchy. I've spoken highly of the sound design before. Another thing we noticed is in the cheerleader scene, the sober cheerleader scene, when Kevin James and his wife are getting their car washed, there's a lot for a PG movie or whatever the status is here in America. There's a lot of ass showing. There's a lot of seductive, suggestive ass.
Seductive and suggestive.
Is seductive a word?
No.
I think I was trying to say suggestive.
And
seductive.
Seductive.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what I'm saying is I think it's inappropriate. I don't know how it slipped through the... Who's this? Who's the Broadcasting Standards Authority here?
The
TSA? The TSA?
No, bro, they're the airport people. That's the Transport Safety Authority.
Well, yeah, God bless them.
It's the MPAA, I think. They do the ratings. The Motion Picture Association of America. I believe they are the raters of things.
You know what? I do feel like we've gotten way too far off topic.
Okay, that's great.
So can you please tell me something about the movie and we'll
okay,
have a conversation?
I'm sick of watching it.
Okay, Tim. Guess what? Two more. Two to go.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a pretty good
feeling.
And
one of them will be in a theatre. I've never seen Grown Ups 2 in a theatre before.
That's right. If you are in Los Angeles and are interested in catching the final ever episode, you can come along to CineFamily on Tuesday the 17th of February. It's on Fairfax. It's in West Hollywood. I don't have any other information beyond that.
I'm getting so distracted because everything's so bloody colourful and we're definitely going to have a fight with these things.
I'll use a sword.
Okay.
I don't think this is you're falling into the same trap I've fallen into, buddy.
Yeah, this I'm getting the visual, blood. Shit.
It's a you visual.
You're gonna do some damage. Oh god. Oh shit. Oh.
Look at me.
We need to tone it down. We're gonna get kicked out of a Kmart.
We're definitely doing our best to get kicked out, but they just don't care enough.
Shit.
I'm gonna have to buy this sword if I hit you one more time.
Yeah, you will, bro. You're about to, have you broken it? No, you haven't. No, we're good. We're cool.
I don't know, man.
Did you pick up anything today, though, as a result of like being so close to the screen? Because that's what I was noticing.
I did enjoy our ability to point things out to each other with much more ease using our fingers.
Yeah, you can touch the
lots of good extra work.
Bad extra work, excuse me.
A lot of big extra work, though. Like, the direction was all big, you know?
Yeah, everything was done to excess.
Nothing's very naturalistic, although there is a good little bit of realism. At the mother-in-law's house, Chris Rock's mother-in-law, Maya Rudolph's mum, when she goes to the bathroom, there's a blind that she's only halfway drawn down.
You got so
down.
Hung up on this.
Well, I was just really impressed by it. You know, sometimes when you like to have your curtains drawn, even when you're not in the room or in the house, it's just a nice feeling to know that there's light sort of falling in the hallway.
Yeah.
This is obviously something she believes in.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not even getting through to
I'm
you.
I'm listening to you. Just let me play with the toys.
You're like bloody Steve Buscemi, you're fingering the water guns.
Whoa, that thing is awesome. Flex Max.
Fuck you. Genuinely fuck you.
No, come on. You were saying.
It was all laughing and jokes before, but you know, I'm trying to talk about the movie here and you're bloody.
Oh, tempers are frayed.
You're disrespecting.
We're getting a bit scratchy, aren't we, Monty?
You're disrespecting me.
You're disrespecting yourself.
No, you're disrespecting yourself.
Yeah, I am. I apologize to myself, not to you. So, Maya Rudolph's mum, who lives at number 116 from memory on whatever street she's on, she draws the curtain, looks in the light. She goes into the bathroom and she pulls the blind down so she can go about her business. And Guy was like, you know what? That's a really human element. That's a nice, like, subtle.
I did say that.
Element to the film that adds a level of realism.
I feel like you're emphasizing that point on my behalf because you're sort of. Maybe groveling to me.
I'm backpedaling. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
After I told you about it when we watched the movie, you said, I don't know why you went on so long with that point when I got it right out of the gates.
Because when we were watching it, you talked about it a lot. And I got it.
I thought it was a good bit of movie making.
Can I talk about your t-shirt for a second?
This was a movie podcast.
We went to
Venice. Can I talk about your t-shirt for a second?
Mine's fine.
I don't know.
Mine's just a band t-shirt.
I don't know. You're a big Rush fan.
Yeah, bro. Neil Peart, greatest drummer of all time. Go fuck yourself. Tom Sawyer's like one of the greatest prog rock songs ever written.
That's enough talk about your t-shirt. We can talk about my t-shirt if you want.
So the guys is like, it's almost like tie-dye but lilac. So it's all one colour but tie-dye. That's the base. That's the, what's it called? Not the palette, the canvas.
The canvas.
Atop the canvas is bigger than life size, kind of a cute looking dog face. I don't know. What's the breed
on
it?
Some sort of small terrier, I think.
Mm, very cute. Kind of looks like a rat almost, but cute. With a bow on its head that's the same colour as the tie-dye canvas. So it almost blends in, but it's because it's like photorealistic.
I bought it in Venice for $20.
You are bizarre.
This is genuinely, when we were standing camera at the start of this sort of journey that we've taken today, Tim, this is the weirdest thing I've done in my life.
Yeah, dude, this was a strange adventure.
This is a really weird thing to do. Especially when we sort of entertain the notion of security showing up and us trying to explain to them why it's okay.
Mm.
No, don't kick us out. You don't understand.
Well, that was
this
what
is
I got
exactly
worried about.
Why we're here.
Because, like, if we got taken by security and they just wanted to ask us what we were doing, it would take so long to A, explain what we're doing, and B, I think convince them that it was real.
Yeah.
I guess we could just show them the podcast. But, like...
And boom, we're advertising in Kmart.
That's the other concern I've got about this tattoo. It's not just that Patty Schwartz is going to be on me forever, literally. But the fact that if anyone sees it, they'll be like, oh, interesting looking tattoo. What's the story behind that? And I'm like, oh, fucking hell, have you got 20 minutes?
No, you just go, oh, I really respect him. He's a real role model, real father figure for me. Just explain it away like that.
Then they'll think I'm a really silly person, though. Really
well,
silly.
Well, you will have a tattoo of Patrick Schwarzenegger's face on your body, so I reckon they might be onto something.
Yeah, there's some pretty damning evidence to suggest that I am. I'm kind of bored of the Kmart, though, right?
Sorry, like we've seen go everything. Upstairs. We can go on the escalator.
Let's do it. Let's get involved with some crowd. Let's do some crowd work.
Hey, kid, how are you going?
Don't do that. Seriously, don't do that. Guy just threw the microphone in the face of a kid.
I offered it.
Yeah, yeah, but... You know.
He didn't yes and me. I thought this was Hollywood, man.
If they're... New rule. If they're under 16 and they don't have a parent with them, don't talk to them, okay?
That's a pretty good rule.
It's a real solid rule. I think it'll see us through to the end of this trip very nicely.
I think that might be a good rule just for general use, an all-purpose rule that I will abide even outside of the confines of a Kmart.
Don't you think it's weird that we haven't had like an update in the last little while about Grown Ups 3? Because there was some heat online a while ago about it, that it was going to get made, and there was a suggestion of script and stuff.
I reckon it's still going to happen. They're just taking their sweet time. They don't want to get it wrong. You saw what happened last time they improv the whole script. Didn't come out so good, Tim. Yeah. They're not going to make the same mistakes twice.
But that's the what's my question? Do you think Adam Sandler and co. measure their success in box office return? Because if they do, then the movie went great.
No, the rule is one for me, one for you. One for me, one for them.
Yeah.
That was one for them.
Yeah.
And he's doing with this Netflix deal is he's searching for the middle ground so he can be making movies both for him and for them at the same time.
Have you ever seen Punch Drunk Love?
No.
I hear it's good.
I hear it's very good.
We should watch that while we're here. We probably won't. It's probably going to be one of those things that I say we should do that doesn't end up happening, but...
Okay. Where's the escalator?
I don't know. Oh, here we go.
Well,
just to give you an update. It's Tim and Guy coming to you live from the electronics aisle here at Kmart. We've got great prices on barbecue things, 4-slice toaster ovens, perfume. Yeah, you heard right. Electric perfume.
I can't, with how blasé all
it's
of the
USB
stuff.
It's USB charged.
With how blasé all of the stuff here, I can't believe how nervous we were at the start that we were going to get kicked out. We've walked past.
We could scream bloody murder in here, and I don't think they would bat an eyelid.
Different staff members have not even bothered to look at us.
One of them got out of our way.
One of them apologized. That's okay, bro. You're just doing your job.
Yeah, you're doing what you're here doing what's supposed to be done.
The drink section.
Oh, that looks good.
I'm really parched.
Do you want to grab something now?
You know what? I will tell you this, Tim.
Yeah.
Los Angeles, the climate here, fantastic. I love it.
It's
but
perfect.
It is wreaking havoc with my lips.
Oh,
now,
really?
I went off ChapStick a couple of years ago because I didn't like what it was doing to me. I think there's theory, sort of quasi-science being bandied about that it's not good for your lips. It's designed so that you'll rely on the lip balm and you'll need to use it more. So I stopped using the stuff.
Yeah.
And I find in Auckland with a subtropical, pretty humid sort of climate, that the moisture in the air sort of finds itself onto my lips and my lips are very moist. Now, the drier heat here in Los Angeles, California is wreaking havoc on my top lip. I'm thinking about going back to lip balm, which is something I haven't thought about in 2 years. What do you know? What do I do?
I think you should just do it. I think you should go back to lip balm.
2 years, it's like cigarettes, mate. I'm on the straight and narrow. You're a bad friend. That was a test. I don't like you. I still don't like you. Put down the fodgers. I'm heading to the waters.
Do you know what confused me about this? I don't know why my mind went here.
It's foggers, not fodgers.
It said classic roast, and I was like, oh my God, there's a roast chicken in a room temperature plastic canister. No, it's coffee, everyone. It's classic roast coffee.
You're a fucking moron.
I know.
Your brain's gone to shit.
It really has. But I'll tell you why. Because in California, the humidity here is wreaking havoc with my top frontal lobe. I've been two years without brain enhancers.
Sounds like
I've been off the stuff.
Sounds like a plausible reason to me.
Firstly, because my doctor said, Tim, I don't know where you're buying these, but there's no such thing as brain enhancers, dude. I'm pretty sure someone's selling you speed.
Hey, Tim Bat, do you want to get on my bus?
Oh.
You look like the kind of guy who wants to take a ride on my bus.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum. Roll up, it's an inspiration. Roll up for the mystery tour and roll up. Roll up for the mystery tour and the Staples City mystery tour is coming to take you away. Coming to take you away. Take you today.
High five.
That's right, bitches. It's the Steve Buscemi Mystery Tour live from the drink aisle.
I am going to grab one
Kmart.
Of those. Mexican Coke. I think it's got bitter sugar in it.
Stop advertising everything.
Sorry.
Whoa. Whoa.
That's a good squishy. So, what do you have any thoughts on it this week, or should I grab it by the nuts?
Grab it by the horns.
Okay.
Wrestle
in
it.
The first Grown Ups movie, Wiley, played by fantastic actor
Steve Buscemi,
sustains an injury when Adam Sandler grabs him by the nuts. They're playing a game of football and mirroring the scene that we see in Grown Ups 2 where he's teaching Keithy how to play football.
Of course,
he's actually introducing Wiley to the sport because despite the fact that Wiley's a grown-ass man in the United States of America, last time I checked...
Greatest goddamn country on earth.
Damn right. He never learnt how to play football to any level.
Yeah.
So...
He's teaching Wiley.
Adam Sandler found this out. It's basically like finding out that a grown man's a virgin, right? So he took him out to
the pitch. Was originally about his virginity until the 40-year-old virgin came out and they had to rewrite the movie.
Yeah, as we all know. So he took him out on the pitch and started showing him what for. Things got a little, let's say, sexual. And Adam Sandler grabbed him by the nuts, right? And Wiley shot up like he got like shocked, like an electric shock. And... a fucking drone smashed into his spinal cord.
And the funniest thing happened at exactly the same time.
Yeah, which doesn't really relate to the first thing I said.
No, but...
But a drone,
you know,
hit him.
It's a cartoonish movie. It's a cartoonish world. Anything can happen at any given moment.
The funniest bit, though, and this was the best cameo I remember from Grown Ups 1, is...
Tell me about it.
That mischievous drone was driven by none other than former President George W. Bush. And you only see him in the movie for a couple of seconds, but he's just there with his mischievous presidential grin, holding the controllers, laughing his ass off.
Wearing Teva sandals, capri pants, and a cut-off singlet that says female body inspector, because George W. Bush knows how to fucking unwind on the weekends.
Boy, does he. I feel like we should wrap this up. I am getting nervous again.
We're in line... We've almost made it.
We're swearing pretty loudly, considering we've got weird accents to be in California with.
And pretty loud t-shirts.
Pretty loud t-shirts for this tour. So I'll tell you what, folks, that might do us for episode 50. And hopefully, the next Grown Ups viewing is going to be coming to you live from the Hollywood Hills, like by where the sign is or something.
Something cool like that.
Something cool like that.
Thank you so much for listening. We're doing two events while we're here in LA. If you are in LA and you want to get involved, one at Cine Family on the 17th and one at UCB Sunset on the 18th. All the
Who's
information's
selling
on their
shit now?
Well, that's our shit.
You're like Rob Lowe in that ad we saw last night on the TV. God, that guy sold out.
About advertising here.
Shit,
advertising
he
in America
sold out.
Is so freaking weird. All of the ads are like... full-on act-outs between two people. One person who doesn't know about the product and the other one who does. And the person who doesn't know about the product's life is shit.
Every commercial is entirely literal.
And
like,
then the
there
person
is
with
no
the
metaphors.
Product sees the person without the product. It's like, oh, hey, I see you're struggling there. Hey, why don't you try some of this stuff? It's really good. It'll fix your life. And then the person goes, wow, it really does.
That's every ad. We should start an ad company here in California. We'd blow people's socks off.
We really would. That would be sort of the main thing we're known for.
Are you drinking that before you paid for it?
I'm going to pay for it either way.
That's crazy.
Is that crazy? I always do this.
Oh, man. That doesn't sit well with old Timbo. I'll tell you that.
You got some sort of moral dilemma
really
with drinking a thing before
it
you...
It makes me nervous as...
Why?
Like it's temporary stealing.
Hey, I'll buy you your drink, mate.
Oh,
how about that?
What a cool dude. All right. I will forgive you your moral sins.
I won't buy you your drink. I disagree with you. You can buy your own drink.
You must get redemption in other ways.
I don't need
redemption. That sounds weirdly veiled sexual threat.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't watch the movie.
Don't tune out from what I'm saying right now. This is important stuff.
It's dark outside. It was light when we came in. It's been a weird day.
And isn't that such a great metaphor for the whole podcast?
Yeah.
We'll leave it there.
Now go to sleep. We got a big day tomorrow.
All right, I'm doing it for the baby. This means nothing to anyone who hasn't seen the movie. All right, bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.